Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, baby.
Well, I don't know if that's quite appropriate.
I love you.
We haven't really talked very much, and we don't really know each other very well.
Give me a kiss.
I think that might be a little forward for the first time.
What's your name?
Well, my name is Curator Bill, and I work here at the museum. I do all the insect pinning.
Hello, pretty bird.
It's not a very nice, it's a bit rude. My name is Curator Bill, and
who are you?
My name is Curator Bill.
Who are you?
Curator Bill. As a curator of a large insect museum such as you are, you do a lot more than just pin insects.
True. Sometimes I keep them in alcohol, and sometimes I keep them specially frozen for DNA studies.
You preserve the world's biodiversity for us. What is biodiversity? Biodiversity is the result of 3.5 billion years of evolution. That's a long time and a lot of stuff to keep track of. And by far, insects are way more varied than anything least we can see with the human eye easily. For example, think about the insignificant number of mammals on the planet.
Yeah, there's not very many of those.
Just over 4,000 species. Now compare that to the 450,000 beetle species, 250,000 wasp and hymenoptera species, and over 100,000 fly species. And those are only the ones that are just recorded now.
That's a lot.
A new species is called a new species because somehow it looks or acts differently than all the other recorded species. So, Curator Bill.
Yes.
You're a lot more than just a guy that pins insects. The museum curators are the world's biodiversity caretakers for all the variation of life forms that we have on the planet.
And this is what we do in the museums behind the closed doors.
Thanks again for coming to this episode of Insect Corner and the corner of the world where the insects are.